Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello and welcome to Sherm Global Radio, everybody. Ahalya here, keeping you company on another episode of our podcast series where we unpack the trends, ideas, and stories shaping how we work, lead, and grow. Now, today's episode focuses on a theme that's becoming rather central to how modern organizations grow and thrive. People, potential, performance. The three P's that provide an interesting intersection that we're going to be examining today. And that is reimagining value creation with empowered talent. In a world where disruption is the norm and new technology arrives faster than we can adapt to the last one, one thing has become very clear. It is people who create lasting value. So the real question then is, how do we unlock that value? So let's start by flipping the script on what we mean by creating value. In the past, it was all about scale, speed, and standardization. The more you could produce, the more valuable you were. But today, it's not about doing more. It's actually about thinking differently. Agility, creativity, empathy, and collaboration are now the real drivers of business success. And they're all deeply human. That's why smart organizations aren't just looking to automate. They're looking to amplify people, help them grow, lead, and make a difference. Leaders are now realizing that true sustainable value isn't built on tools or capital. It's built when people are trusted, supported, and inspired to think beyond what's on the job description. So how do you then empower talent to go out and grab the bull by its horns? Well, it's not about giving people more tasks, I can tell you that much. And it's definitely not about more meetings or checklists. No, thank you. It's about creating the kind of environment where people can think for themselves, work with a sense of ownership, access the right tools and learn when they need them, connect work to something that actually matters to them. It's about making space for people to lead from wherever they are. And when that happens, people don't just deliver on KPIs. They help shape strategy. They solve problems you didn't even see coming. They move your business forward. Companies like Atlassian, Adobe, and Hire are showing us how powerful empowered teams can be. When people are treated as creators of value, they step up every time. Because think about it, creators of value is such a cool title. Who wouldn't want to live up to it? And when we're having a conversation about people, how is it possible that we don't examine HR's role in all of it? You know, for a long time, HR was the team that enforced policy and handled paperwork. But that has changed dramatically. Today, HR, and I'm sure you've all experienced this, has a much bigger role to play. HR is actually becoming the architect of culture, a designer of systems that makes employees feel like they belong and a place where they feel like they can thrive. But what does that look like? Try this on for size. First, breaking down rigid structures. Move away from static org charts. Create space for project teams, short-term gigs, and skill-based assignments. Second, building real trust. Empowerment doesn't stick if people don't feel safe. Psychological safety, transparency, and honest leadership are key. Third, making learning part of the day. No one has time to go and learn anymore. So bring learning into the flow of work. Think coaching, mentoring, and bite-sized upskilling. Fourth, connecting purpose to work. People want to know that what they do matters. HR can help bridge personal purpose with organizational goals. And when HR plays this kind of role, it's not just supporting the business, it's shaping it. Now let's bring technology into the mix, another crucial player in today's day and age. You know, tech can either make people feel powerful or completely overwhelmed, depending on how it's used. The best organizations are using tech not just to get things done, but to give people more control over how they learn, work, and grow. Take Infosys, for example. They've built an AI-powered learning platform that lets employees design their own development path based on what they want to learn, not just what their role demands. Or consider Microsoft Viva. It's designed to bring insights, well-being, and collaboration into the daily flow of work so that people don't have to go looking for support. It's right there when they need it. Now, this is the real opportunity for HR. Choose tech that helps people feel seen, heard, and supported. Or think of it this way: tech that helps humans be more human, not less. But what about results? Well, let's talk about them. Empowerment isn't just good for people. It's great for business as well. Research shows that empowered teams solve problems faster. They innovate more often, they stay longer, they create better customer experiences, and they handle change more smoothly. In short, empowered teams are your best bet for staying agile and resilient no matter what's around the corner. And the best part is that you don't need a huge budget. You need thoughtful design, the right mindset, and leadership that walks the talk. So if the conversation so far has convinced you to begin, here are a few practical moves HR teams can take today. First, look at your current systems. Are they empowering or limiting your people? Second, try internal talent marketplaces. Let people stretch into new areas. Third, rethink performance conversations. Make them more about growth and not just about grading. Fourth, keep listening. Use surveys, check-ins, and honest conversations. And fifth, celebrate experimentation. Even if the result isn't perfect, the effort matters. You know, empowerment isn't a project. It's a mindset and a leadership style that needs to be baked into everything you do. So here's the big takeaway from today's topic. When we stop looking at talent as a cost and start seeing it as the engine of value, something powerful happens. When we give people trust, tools, and purpose, they rise. And HR is perfectly placed to lead that movement. Exciting, isn't it? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for tuning into SHRM Global Radio. And I'll leave you with this thought. The future of work doesn't belong to machines. It belongs to people. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
This is SHRM Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.